100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that recently uprooted a Wisconsin family and forced them to move out of the U.S. The American Immigration Council's Nanaya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around by bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family-friendly events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. President Donald Trump is heading to Wisconsin this Friday, his first visit to the state during his second term. Trump will travel to Chippewa County, where White House officials say he will speak about efforts to lower costs for American families, open new trade markets, and reduce federal regulations. He's also expected to promote the creation of Rural Opportunity Zones, a program offering tax incentives for investment in rural communities. And on June 13th and 14th, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will host its 2026 state convention at Monona Terrace in Madison. Democrats from across the state will come together to hear from Democratic leaders, attend training sessions and caucuses, and conduct official party business. Wisconsin's Republican Party held their 2026 state convention back in May. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Another win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Another early start leads to an 8-3 Brewers victory over the San Francisco Giants. Christian Yelich, Jackson Chourio drawing walks. Then Jake Bowers at bat in the bottom of the first.
Bowers had tried to center. Back it goes. It is gone. A three-run homer for Bowers. That's number 10.
Back-to-back changeups and a fastball down the middle, and he didn't miss it.
Jake Bowers on a tear.
Bowers leads the team in home runs this season. Pat Murphy.
His at-bats today weren't the best. You know what I mean? His first one was fantastic.
Game 3 of the 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, Josh Jacobs back at Packers OTAs.
He'll be out there today.
Has any of that been a distraction, or is it?
I would say business as usual.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another sunny and dry day today with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s. On Thursday, partly sunny, just an outside chance of a shower with highs in the low to mid 80s, and then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely later Thursday night.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.